Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Marianne Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope, living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching today is entitled Holy Confrontation, and the reading is from the Gospel of Mark.
Jesus went to the district of Tyre. He entered a house and wanted no one to know about it, but he could not escape notice. Soon a woman whose daughter had an unclean spirit heard about him. She came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by birth, and she begged him to drive the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She replied and said to him, "Lord, even the dogs under the table eat the children's scraps." Then he said to her, "For saying this, you may go. The demon has gone out of your daughter." When the woman went home, she found the child lying in bed and the demon gone. Holy confrontation. In this scripture passage, we have another challenge to those who want Jesus to say only what they believe Jesus ought to say. Nice words, loving words. Are we reminded of the less than apologetic response of the child Jesus to Mary and Joseph after they had searched anxiously for him when returning from Jerusalem? "Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" Or his answer to those who told him that his mother and cousins were waiting for him? "Who are my mother and my cousins?" Those who hear the word of God and keep it. Does Jesus' remark toward the foreign woman in today's scripture remind us of our government's attitude of exclusion toward non-whites? Shouldn't it? "For it is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." Why is he borrowing their ethnically superior tone? Yet Jesus knows what he's doing. Our attention here needs to be on the woman. I see her, this distraught mother who fell at Jesus' feet on behalf of her daughter, getting up, raising her head, and looking Jesus in the eye. No longer is she the outsider as she confronts the powerful healer. She is the mother who asserts her human need and answers his insulting imagery, not with apology, but with boldness and belief. "Lord, even the dogs under the table eat the children's scraps." Yes, she respects him as Lord. But don't we hear the subtext in this conversation as if the women were saying, "I know who I am, and I know that what I want is the good that you do. If you call me a dog, then a dog I will be, as I call you to account for who you are and what you do." What am I to learn from this? Perseverance in prayer, certainly. But what kind of prayer? Prayer that moves beyond just saying words, especially words composed by someone else. Prayer that expresses the urgency of this woman as she brings her daughter's suffering to the healer, and by doing so, acknowledges who he is. Transformational prayer, in which I gather up all that I am and all that I am not, and offer it out of the deep and intimate relationship between myself and Christ. I believe the woman in today's scripture recognizes that relationship and refuses to back away from it, regardless of how he will answer her. Refuses to politely accept her circumstances. What empowers her and what empowers me? Mark doesn't really tell us, but in Matthew's account of this story, Jesus says to her, "O woman, great is your faith." Prayer that is born of faith, prayer that is born of faith worth fighting for.